Do 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 movies. Hey there, movie fans. Pete here.
And Neil.
And Brian.
Oh, we went out of order.
Oh, we're mixing it up.
We're professionals. And Ruth is also here, so be prepared for weird sounds of the podcast equipment being just fucked with.
For the record, Ruth is a cat and not an angry mistress. I just want that on the record.
A little bit of both.
That's a cat.
So we are three dads and a cat, navigating the films of our youth that we remember with so much nostalgia. And tonight, there's a lot of nostalgia for me personally. I know you guys are completely clueless.
Yeah, I've got nothing on this.
And we are not watching Clueless, for the record.
I always imagined this movie had Vaughn in the title.
Yeah, that's
but it
true.
Doesn't.
Ooh, is that a Mandela effect?
It is, I think.
Ooh.
It doesn't have
Vaughn? No, it does not have
Baron
a Vaughn.
It's just Baron Munchausen?
Yes.
The Adventures of
Baron... I really thought it was Baron Von Munchausen.
So did
it
I.
It is not.
Oh.
you 100% checked this out?
Uh-huh.
On purpose?
Uh-huh.
And you found the answer that you were looking for?
I did. I was wrong.
Sometimes those are the best answers.
It's just Baron Munchausen.
Huh. Well... So, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, corrected, edit, is a movie that I remember seeing not just in the theaters, but renting it more than once over the couple of years when it first came out onto VHS. And there is an appearance by Robin Williams in here.
Ooh,
Uma Thurman is in this.
What?
There are a lot of people in this.
Do we get to see Uma Thurman's feet? Because I have yet to see a movie that doesn't include her feet, thanks to... Quentin Tarantino.
I'm pretty sure she is barefoot in this movie.
See, I'm telling you, there's something with Uma
but
Miller.
But she's young in this. This is like...
Very young.
Very young in this.
Well, like, well she's...
Teens.
Our age,
yeah,
isn't she?
Yeah, but like, this movie came out in 90, 91, so she would have been 15.
Maybe not our age.
Well, I think it was before... Was this 88?
Was it 88? I thought it was 90.
How old is Uma Thurman?
Old as me.
Carry the 7.
Thanks. The square root to the power of pi.
How many Brimleys are we talking here?
Oh, look, guys, we're in that age. We cannot bring up Brimley anymore. It's a little
I am older than Brimley when he filmed Cocoon.
49.
So I'm not there yet.
For all you younger listeners, take a look at the movie Cocoon, look up Brimley, and just picture...
And diabetes.
Like, man, good on us. We're holding up so much better than our predecessors.
It's not just him, though. He gets a bad rap. Look at any baseball card from the 70s.
Look at any actor ever from, like...
The 50s or 60s? Like, those guys look terrible.
Uh-huh.
They looked like they were 60 when they were 20.
It's exactly. Almost like smoking was an accepted behavior across the entire culture at that time and aged everyone remarkably quickly.
Is that what it is? Is that we all don't smoke, therefore like we all look cherubic?
Yeah, I'm going to go and also modern,
right now
modern medicine.
It's basically our listeners are picturing like, oh, I don't know, like a lot of...
Well, we've got three young George Clooney's on the couch
right
now.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to think, what's
it's a shame this is a podcast.
Really. George Clooney, Brad Pitt. I mean, we're
Steve
right
Martin. Wait, you put Steve Martin in with George Clooney and Brad Pitt as...
Steve Martin is a handsome man.
I'm just going to disagree with the inclusion in the upper echelons of Sexiest Man Alive.
I'd like our fans to weigh in, because look at the pantheon of movies with Steve Martin. He is... not only consistent in how he looks, he never ages, and he's like ultimate dad. He's got a decent body, he looks great, and you know that man can snuggle. I stand by my comments. Have I had fantasies about Steve Martin? I'm not ready to admit that on the podcast. Let's carry on.
You're the only one carrying. We're desperately trying to get to what are the three questions that we are going to ask Neil.
The first question is easy.
Hesitation.
Well, it's one of those things where, as I say the words, I realize I don't know what comes next. The first question is, does the movie hold up?
Yes, correct. Does this movie hold up?
Yeah. Second question is, should the movie be remade, rebooted, recycled, removed from the earth, upcycled, downcycled, whatever you want?
Any cycling.
Any cycling at all.
Motorcycled.
Yeah.
Not motorboating, for sure.
Are we... Well, that's not our job to decide. And then the third question, of course, is do we have our children watch this movie as reward or punishment?
Okay.
Womp womp.
Speaking of punishments.
speaking of punishments, of whether or not I'm going to force my kids to watch this particular movie as a reward or punishment, it depends on how often I get interrupted while podcasting this evening. So far, like we have one.
It wasn't the cat this time.
It was not the cat. So this movie right now you can either rent or purchase. It's like $350 on Amazon to purchase. It's not an expensive.
Real money? Like $350 US dollars?
$350.
I think you mean cents. Yes. Because I don't think I'd pay $350 for this.
Pence.
Pesos?
Pesos? Yen.
Might be worth it.
Well, it could be. I mean, not having seen this movie, but part of me wonders if I saw part of it or have seen it, and this like somehow awakens a repressed memory.
You kind of have to imagine it as, you know, it is a very, think of it a bit like Big Fish.
Ooh.
All right, so like it's a tall tale, right? And it is from the perspective of wait and see and find out. But I would say that would be the first thing I would say. Like, just suspend disbelief and just kind of go in. And it's an Eric Idle, Terry Gilliam movie.
What I'm hearing is, for you listeners, maybe don't go into this low.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely don't.
Right. Now, do you like Terry Gilliam in general?
Yes.
I have not passed judgment. But I will say that some of the movies we've seen have been...
Are you talking about Time Bandits?
I mean, I didn't want to throw it out there.
Movie he made right after Time Bandits.
This is the
movie hopefully he got it out of the system.
Well, no, Brazil he made before this.
I think... Was Brazil before or after this?
Before. I'm almost 100% positive that Brazil was before this.
Oh, maybe you're right. And then what came after? Oh, it was Jabberwocky? Fisher King.
Fisher King came after. We need to do Fisher. That is one of my favorite movies.
You're right.
That is actually, but it's long. It's like over 2 hours.
Brazil, this, then Fisher King.
Yes.
Wow. A lot of Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's a problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Fisher King is one of my favorite movies, and it is such a... it's an amazing adaptation of The Green Knight, honestly.
Oh, well, now I'm intrigued. Like, I have not seen Fisher King. I love The Green Knight. And also, I love the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Thanks for including that.
I'm just trying to be relevant.
So, you guys know the deal. We're going to go get some scotch. Actually, it's not. I got bourbon. No, it was scotch. I got some Dalmore
to
try.
Sweet.
So we're going to go and get some scotch. And Brian, thank you for getting the ice cream.
Woo!
Mint chip it is. And we're going to watch this, and we're going to get back to discussing The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
It doesn't even sound like... I feel like the Vaughn just sounds so much...
It's going to be Vaughn. It's going to be Vaughn Munchausen, as far as I'm
concerned. Is it just Eddie Halen?
It's Eddie. Wait for it. Halen.
Oh, man.
Ooh, is there anything you guys want to add to this, or...
No, I'm looking forward to it. I have seen this before, but it's been a very long time.
Okay, so do you remember kind of the scope and sequence here?
I remember that the Baron is a very fancy man.
Ooh.
Why, yes, he is.
I mean, I was just like, I can relate, but I mean, maybe less so.
Yeah, I think you can relate. I've seen you wear pants.
They are fancy. wear them.
I need my ice cream now.
Yeah, I got time to go.
We'll be right back with some commentary on The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Commentary?
Commentary.
Okay.
Commentary. Cabra Bear.
Corbin.
Camembert. Do 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 movies. We'll be right back. And we're back.
What a journey. Very Gulliver's Travels.
A bit of some Gulliver's Travels, yeah. Did you get my Big Fish kind of connection there?
100%. Okay. Old man kind of telling tall tales to like...
But were they?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he was a fish the whole time.
Yeah, the grain of truth in all stories.
Like a net to a mustard seed.
Hey, Neil.
Hey.
Welcome back, dude. Do you remember seeing it now?
I certainly remember parts of it.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies where if you haven't watched it in a while, it's kind of hard to remember all the zany stuff happened.
There was a lot. And like, I actually thought that Robin Williams was just like a bit part in there, but he had a pretty big...
Well, he was one of the bigger stars at this time. They probably insisted on having maximum Robin Williams time.
Right, but it was only for one section.
Yeah.
It was like act
It was very episodic.
Yeah.
Act 1 of 18.
They definitely just said, go be Robin.
Shocking.
They did.
They really did. It was like almost toys level.
I was just going to say, it came pretty close.
When he was eating the papaya?
The juice? The mango?
Yeah.
Whatever it was...
avocado?
Listeners, if you haven't watched this movie and you've ever wondered to yourself, what would it be like watching Robin Williams just go ham on a piece of fruit? Well, I got news for you. We now know. And it is horrifying.
I need a shower.
Dirty. It was juicy, all right.
Too soon? Yes, actually it was. That was too soon.
Yeah.
Let's dive right into a two-sentence synopsis.
Oh, boy. I mean, I got to admit, like, this is a toughie because this was a two-hour movie and so much was going on.
I'll start.
Okay.
The Baron returns to the city in war and crisis, and he must gather his champions from yesteryear to face evil once again, or at least as long as there are people in the theater.
As long as there is an audience, he shall
play on. The show must go on. The show must go on, and somehow we'll defeat death. It's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's pretty metaphorical. Death, by the way, that was cool.
Death was really cool. I actually really liked the hairs on the back of my neck and arms stood up every time death showed up. Every time, like, without fail. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Creepy.
It was.
All right. Baron Munchausen.
Munchausen?
Is the tale of a man putting on a play about another man who arrives at the play to then talk about how he had this one-time adventure, but now he needs to go do this other adventure that he's really telling as a story to a young girl, where at the end he realizes that it's all about the last hurrah before fading off into the sunset. Or something like that.
Well played. I think you covered a lot of
it's,
that.
Memento. It's Inception.
It's wrapped in a burrito.
Wrapped in a burrito.
Yeah. As he said at the end, for a man who has died many times, he can highly recommend it. And he got his money's worth, apparently.
Every time.
Every single one of his 9 lives.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Very nice. I think I like that. Like, it is. It reminds me a little bit of Don Juan DeMarco with Johnny Depp, where a man who is kind of crazy in his own world, but because he sees the world in such a fantastical, fun, lyrical way, that all the people around him can't help but be swept up in it.
Yeah. I have a D&D character like that. Just can't help themselves. They love him so much.
Keytar in tow.
Keytar. Honestly, I would not have been surprised to see a keytar in this movie.
I'm kind of shocked there wasn't a keytar.
So, what did you guys think about the movie, either holding up, not holding up, story-wise, production-wise?
Oh, I mean, production. You can take whatever you want from this movie, but you cannot watch this movie and not be just gobsmacked at the giant set pieces. Like, yeah. Like you said, this movie went on and on from the moon to, like...
We were commenting quite a bit everywhere,
just like, all over the place.
These are amazing set pieces.
And not a green screen to be seen.
Or very well done when they did some, you know...
Maybe some traveling mat, you know.
They did some traveling mat. There may have been some... No, that was all practical effects with Robin Williams' head. That was all practical, right?
It was practical, but I think that was green. That was
they
green
might have
screen.
Had one, yeah, one bit when it was the dark.
I think when they caught it in the net and all that, that was obviously paper mache, but but it's fine because it's you know, it's like that's the nature of the stories he's telling. It doesn't matter.
Well, and what's cool is that you're mentioning that is that you are watching a play. So whenever you see something, like you see a wire or you see like the seam, like the set piece, it's okay because
the
it's
panel,
a play.
The soundstage paneling.
We also saw a guy wearing like some sort of 80s Teamster jacket.
I definitely think it was a Union jacket.
some extra, some guy got caught in the shot and just like, if I don't move, no one will see me.
I think it was production crew and he was keeping people back.
I think
it was like when the microphone dips into the frame a little bit.
Yeah, it was a gaffer or something.
Yeah, there's a little whoopsie.
Boom mic holder.
But it's almost like the seams and like the seediness and the age of the movie actually enhance it in a weird way.
Yeah, it's like sepia tone.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I really agree. Because it's this old man story. It kind of feels like...
It does feel like an old man story.
You know what would be really cool? It's like... this movie was sweeted. Like, I'm not kidding. That'd be pretty sweet. Did you guys remember that movie?
Kind
with Jack Black.
Yeah.
But you're saying like an old man movie, like and just an old man telling a story that just goes on and on, and it's pretty wild.
Back when I was a kid,
it is very wild.
We'd run 1,000 miles to Austria, to Vienna, to get a bottle of wine and bring it back in an hour.
I did like the tall tale aspect of it. Like that was kind of fun. Like to be like, okay, how is he? Oh, that's why he's wearing those giant weights. Is because he goes so fast.
And they need to hold him back.
Right.
Ain't nothing gonna hold me down. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down. Oh no.
So as we have all agreed though that this movie is a little on the long side.
A bit longer than two. It could have been about 20 minutes shorter.
Yeah, I think anything that's this episodic, it's gonna have some episodes that are better than others.
Mm.
And then, like, just some of the ways that storytelling's evolved, you don't have to have 7 cutbacks between whether or not he's coming out of the water, in the water, or, you know, when he caught the cannonball across the battlefield and back.
That was awesome.
It was awesome, but you could have cut, like, you know, 12 seconds out of that. You know, it's like those little things of, like, can make the scenes a little bit shorter.
Right. It could have all been trimmed down a little bit.
I will say...
It was not nominated for video editing.
No.
Full disclosure, it is late at night. We've all eaten quite a lot of ice cream. And had a little bit of whiskey.
I had the entire pint.
This was a bit tough to make it through.
The whole thing. Yeah, but it wasn't as long as watching, like, Excalibur.
No. This was engaging the whole time. Like, and
there were definitely, like... LOLs coming out from all of us at different times. Like every once in a while, something would just hit you like, okay, that was well done. That was funny.
Yeah, it really was. And they were being self-indulgent, and it came out because they built fantastic sets out of being self-indulgent, but they also let scenes run on because they were being self-indulgent. That's just kind of what you get.
It is.
It's an old man telling a story at the table, and everyone's like, all right, old man, we're ready to get up from the table now.
No, you're not done yet. Okay, sorry. Right.
Maybe you're nodding
it
off.
It is your house,
bit.
You know.
But you're charming, and maybe you did seduce Venus
to
Milo.
This is perfect because this is like Thanksgiving, where like you've had Thanksgiving dinner, you're really tired, and your uncle's going on about this one time. Like, you had to kind of be there, but don't worry. But his buddy Sal, right? He was there fishing, and before you know it, like 20 minutes of a guy, and you're like, all right. And then there's some pie, and you're eating pie. So this is a great Thanksgiving movie.
Belt buckle is loosened 2 loops.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
I think the movie definitely held up.
Yeah. Definitely.
Aside from just some editing that could have made it a little bit shorter, which is a decent enough segue into what I think is going to be the most fun question of our evening is, should this movie be rebooted, recycled, sequeled, prequeled, or otherwise replicated?
Hmm. Well, I don't see a prequel or a sequel because this is already... I think you get the whole story.
They told this one.
Yes.
I think, well, I had said this when we were watching it, but I could not help but view the Baron as played by Bryan Cranston. I think that he would have an absolute ball. He would enjoy playing both, like, the older version and, like, his current version. And I would like to see this as a... maybe about 10 episode miniseries on like HBO where every episode is a new adventure of Baron Munchausen and how he dies.
And it's South Park version, Kenny plays Baron Munchausen.
Yeah, it would be like everything was like, and then the Baron died.
Oh my God, actually, that would be awesome.
And then at the end, you'd be like, well, but that's just maybe one of the ways I died. Actually, and then the next episode would be like, this is what really happened. And it's a whole different adventure about how he died.
The different endings of Clue. Yeah.
And the whole time, I would have Death be like constantly trying to get him and then gets him at the end, only to be like, but that's not how it happened. And just Death is getting screwed every time.
And he's like, at the end of every episode, Death just throws up his hand. Oh, Baron!
Right?
Yeah.
So that's my actor I would replace or actor I would use, and that was how I'd present it. Next.
Yeah, I agree. You know, episodic might work because it's a very sumptuous cake, and even though you're full, you'd still keep wanting more.
How do you say no to cake?
Sumptuous.
Sumptuous. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at you, Neil.
So you would have it as like an HBO season, eight episode run, season one, or you know maybe make it. Shorter, 6 episodes, 2 seasons, 12 episodes total. There we go. Yeah. Bryan Cranston vehicle. Down mm-hmm. with that.
Yeah.
I could see Will Ferrell as Berthold.
That'd be fun.
I would love to see as Terry Gilliam's character. That would
especially
actually,
like constantly showing off his legs.
Is Eric Idle's character?
Yeah. Eric Idle, sorry. A Monty Python character. Like, it's 11:30, guys. We had a couple ones that were thrown out.
Yeah,
in there.
The big, strong, muscular guy. We went with The Rock.
That would be awesome to see him as. I just want to be dainty and small.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
I would.
Who was it that had?
We keep Uma.
Oh yeah, she's
young
timeless.
Uma. Timeless.
But John Cena as the little person who could blow whole forests down with one breath.
And could hear from putting his
big ears.
Gerard Butler as Vulcan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who could you see as Robin Williams' character as King of the Moon? Ray DeTota. Tom Cruise.
I honestly think
about it. Think about it. Like,
yeah,
he could do it.
I mean,
that would be.
He could.
Just saying. And I want Keanu Reeves as Adolphus.
I think making this movie would be a ton of fun. I just have a suspicion everyone had a blast every day they were doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Well, I think you could throw them in anywhere. Well, the cool thing about this is there are all these little characters, like every side character, every minor like role that like someone just shows up for a little bit.
Sting
is massive. Like there's a lot to chew on. Like this is truly a movie where there are no small roles.
Man, that moment Sting comes in, like, and this is our heroic captain who single-handedly saved 6 civilians outside the wall and fought back 8 brigades all by himself. Just doing my best, sir. All right, execute him. What the hell are you doing?
Going above and beyond.
We have rules here, sir.
Yeah.
We have rules. Oh, man. Yeah, I could definitely see all sorts. You had, like, Javier Bardem as one of the characters at one point.
Oh, I had him as Vulcan.
As Vulcan? That could have also worked, but...
Oh, the Moon King, like, the Moon Lord, though. The Moon King. That's a tough one.
Right?
Oh, I was going to say I've lost his name, but he was on The Incredible Kimmy Schmidt, but his name eludes me. But I think you want somebody who is that, you know, over the top, very loud, very wild, and then can wrap it back down a little bit, and then
like
ramp it back
like
up.
Like Ryan Reynolds?
No, but
like
I'm sure there's a role for
like
him
a smarmy
here.
King of the Moon, just really just that could work. Anyways, question three.
Yeah,
the kids, a lot of innuendo.
Yeah, but a lot of innuendo. I don't think they'll get
flatulence and orgasms.
Yeah, but. that would just, they would just hear, it would be like Susie and Word, just so like, I know my kids, they'll be like, and then, I think they would find it interesting. I'm just not sure if they would get it enough.
I don't know if they have just the stamina to get through it.
And there is that, I think they would like it because it'd be like, oh, this is a 2-hour movie. They'd be like, great, watching a long movie. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter would like it to have to see the little girl boss everyone around.
Oh, God, yeah, that is 100%. For those of you daughters, this is, yeah. So I definitely think I would. It would definitely be a reward. I think they would definitely like it. It's just tricky what age.
I think the kids would be fine watching it now. They might get some of the innuendo, but they'd probably be bought in to that because they have no problem sitting on a couch for hours watching, like, I don't know, Lemmings and Bear cartoon show that is just like 9-minute short runs, but it's just like the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. I think they would be able to stay with a story like this.
And the set pieces and everything are so wild and fantastical. I think visually they'd have a great time with it.
The fish, the giant big fish. Mm-hmm. A whale of a tale.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, like, I think also, like, death is just scary enough where, like, they would feel startled and unnerved, but not super scared.
I would expect at least one of my two to have a bad dream that night and end up in my room, Dad, can you snuggle me? And I'd be like, yes, because those days are ending soon.
No.
When was the last time your eldest was like, Dad, can you snuggle me? I'm scared.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Yeah. I would say for me, it's been at least 6 months.
It doesn't have the Hollywood ending, though. I mean, he gets shot and he dies. And you kind of feel like that's going to be the end. And then all of a sudden he comes back and he's like, I've died many times. So I think they would probably have some questions at the end, which is fine.
What do you mean he died, and then he said, well, yeah, then I rode off into the sunset.
I have a feeling they would ask, what on earth happened at the end? And it would probably be a pretty interesting conversation. Right. So for that sake alone.
Yeah, that's true. And be like, well, what do you think happened? It's like, he wasn't dead. Yep. Or he was dead. Or this was all a story. Or it's all a dream. And within a dream, within a tuna fish sandwich.
That's probably a lot of why it didn't do so well. Is it didn't have that ending that just wrapped it up where everyone could be like, hey, that was a great time.
Well, you know what I thought was going to happen was that I thought they were going to lower him in the coffin, and then he just kind of opens his eyes and winks, and then that's
little
what it
tooth
was.
Twinkle. Yeah,
tooth twinkle. Tom Brady as Baron Munchausen.
Yeah. Nice.
That would work.
Well, I guess we're at that point where we now have to make a decision on where to go. Where do we go now?
Oh, I think we've made the decision. I want to do it, except I want to figure out how long of a movie it is.
Oh, we can do it.
Ishtar, guys?
I saw that in the theater. Probably one of the 9 people that did.
Wow. Okay.
It is not a good movie.
No.
It might be worse than Daryl.
All right, so. No, folks, we're not doing Ishtar.
We all actually kind of had the similar idea partway through. I can't remember exactly at what point it happened.
It was when they were talking about the Vulcan's bomb.
That's right.
It was like just before that.
Yeah.
And then the bomb came up, and then we're like, we have to do this now.
We have to do Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, we have to do Dr. Strangelove.
And Brian's never seen it.
A movie Brian has not seen.
This is
a sin that we must correct.
This would almost be a Curbs movie.
Oh, I bet we could get the Curbs.
I bet we could get the Curbs for this one. We could all wear our Curbs herbs.
Superb
Curbs herbs shirts.
I'll watch Dr. Strangelove anytime. It's one of my favorite movies.
Wow.
High praise. Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's been a minute or 3 decades since I've seen it. I watched it for film class like sophomore year of college. And that's like the last time I watched it.
It's maybe the most quotable movie I can think of.
I mean, more so than The Princess Bride.
It's up there, right with it.
You know, all right.
Well, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Take me on a journey, gentlemen.
Calgon, take me away.
We'll see if we can get the Curbs.
Oh, that would be awesome. All right, well, that was easy, guys. Thanks. This was a fun run tonight.
We're riding high.
Yeah. Short podcast episode, but. Love
Wait, you mean to tell me that we need to pull the taffy? Well, guys, sit back and let me tell you about this time I was out sailing in one day.
And please stop.
No.
Please stop. Now, is there anything about the movie that you want to, like, kind of just dial in on that struck you as remarkable, just interesting, different, something you haven't?
I would give Uma Thurman a rose.
A plastic rose? Because they were all...
Whatever she wanted.
Plastic, gilded, fresh,
ribbed.
Unlimited supply in my jacket pocket.
I think we've discovered one of the celebrity five on Neil's list.
Uma makes the list. 100% yes. Especially Baron von Munchausen. Von Munchausen. Mm-hmm. That was confusing at the end because he was
on the gravestone.
He was on the gravestone.
Yeah.
So that's how he knew it wasn't him. It was a body double.
Dun, dun,
clever.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. We'll call the guys. If you have any suggestions for movies you want us to watch, please send it to dadsmovienight@gmail.com. And
definitely check us on the Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we're the most active.
We are active on the Facebooking. That is always nice to get a few comments out there. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Until next time, we will see yous when we see yous. Do 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 do.
Munchausen.
Munchausen.
Von Munchausen.
Munchausen.
Munchausen. You gotta get like a little lip curl and just not say any of the vowels.
What was the never mind. I lost it. It's the end of the show.